I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, July 22nd. With the recent announcement that the Red Line will close for 24 days in September, a group of Quincy officials are advocating with the MBTA for mitigation surrounding the Marina Bay Ferry. State Representative Bruce Ayers, Senator John Keenan, Representative Jackie Chan, and Ward 6 Councilor Bill Harris have sent a joint letter to MBTA General Manager Philip Eng with a number of requests. The letter specifically asked the T to implement free fares for anyone riding the Marina Bay Ferry. It also asked for an expansion of the ferry's schedule, including more trips during the week and weekend service. It also requested the use of the T's larger commuter boat instead of the boat purchased from the town of Winthrop, which has a capacity of less than 100 people. There's already free all-day parking in the 850-space lot at Squantum Point Park. The Marina Bay Ferry is operated seasonally for the past 9 years. Originally owned and operated by the town of Winthrop, last year was purchased by the MBTA. The Red Line will close between Braintree and JFK UMass starting on September 6th through September 29th. The T says the closure is for infrastructure updates that are meant to address a myriad of issues that have plagued the Red Line for years, including slower speeds, delays, and frequent stops. A man is dead. Another man is in custody after a stabbing in Brockton Saturday night. Police responded to a reported stabbing at a park at the intersection of Crescent and Montello Streets just after 6 p.m. Saturday. Responding officers found the victim, 39-year-old Edmar Gonsalves of Fall River, suffering from stab wounds. Gonsalves was rushed to a nearby hospital and pronounced dead. Police identified the suspect, 36-year-old Johnny Richmond, at the scene and placed him under arrest. State Brockton police, along with the Plymouth County DA's office, are continuing to investigate, but officials say the incident does not appear to be random. The Karen Reed case returns to court today, exactly 3 weeks after a mistrial was declared in her murder trial. The prosecution and defense are expected back at Norfolk Superior Court in Dedham today for a status hearing on setting a date for Reed's second trial. Deadlocked jurors sent a note to the judge on July 1st indicating that they were at an impasse and that future deliberations would be futile, ultimately bringing an end to Reed's two-month trial. Reed's legal team has filed motions to dismiss two of the three criminal charges that she faces in connection with the death of John O'Keefe, including the second-degree murder charge and leaving the scene of a fatal crash. Reed's attorneys have claimed in the filings that five separate jurors have come forward to notify them that the jury found Reed not guilty during their deliberations. The DA's office has repeatedly said that it plans to retry Reed, and a new trial date could be scheduled as early as today. The Quincy Community Development Department is being praised for its programs that assist in health care and homelessness prevention. The National Community Development Association recently honored the Quincy programs for helping Father Bills in Mainspring create their new Yaqui Housing Resource Center in Quincy, and for assisting Manet Community Health Center, which has the longest-running community health center in the country at their Howes Neck location. City also received the John Sasso National Community Development Week Award for a record 12th time. Quincy was also well represented at the New England Regional Homeless Summit and recognized by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development as being a leader in helping put an end to homelessness. The House and Senate approved a $58 billion state budget deal on Friday that includes a plan for free community colleges and would allow the Massachusetts Lottery to move some of its products online. The budget would set aside more than $117 million for the free community college program across the state, covering tuition and fees for students. The 15 community colleges in Massachusetts serve more than 90,000 students, about 70% of whom attend school part-time, juggling work and family commitments. To be eligible for free tuition, students must be pursuing a degree at a public community college in Massachusetts and complete the free application for federal student aid or a state equivalent of the FAFSA form. Students must also attend school at least part-time, must not already have a bachelor's degree, and be a Massachusetts resident. Students of color make up more than half of the state's community college population. Fewer than 25% of community college students have an annual household income above $120,000. The budget would also allow online lottery sales, raising the age to 21 for anyone buying online lottery products. The spending plan would also include a prohibition on predatory advertising to minors. The goal is to create a new funding source for the state's early education and care initiatives. A portion of the new revenue collected from online lottery sales, estimated to be about $100 million, would fund grants intended to provide long-term stability for high-quality and affordable care for families. Budget also sets aside $170 million to fund the state's Universal School Meals Program, more than $42 million for the Massachusetts Emergency Food Assistance Program, which helps ensure a steady supply of nutritious foods and locally grown fresh produce to a statewide network of more than 894 emergency food providers. In the budget is also $1.3 billion in revenues generated from the new millionaire's tax. The budget would funnel 59% of the funds to education, 41% to transportation. It still must be signed by the governor before it takes effect. Norfolk County Register of Deeds Bill O'Donnell has announced that his office is now offering free genealogical research computers to the public. The Genealogy Research and Resource Center will provide access to popular websites and the digital records from the Massachusetts Archives. The computer center is located at the Registry of Deeds office in Dedham. Reminder, the 2024 Neat Neighbors Contest continues in Quincy. The annual contest recognizes Quincy residents who maintain their yard or property in the spirit of a cleaner, greener Quincy. 30 winners will receive a $30 gift certificate to a local garden center. To nominate a property, call 617-376-1251 or email Paul Doherty, pdoherty@quincyma.gov. Nominations are open through Labor Day. A check of business news this morning, and stocks retreated on Friday. The Dow sank 377 points, NASDAQ dropped 144, and the S&P lost 39. Asian stocks mostly lower today after President Biden exited the 2024 race. The dollar fell, the euro rose, oil at almost $79 a barrel. In sports, the Dodgers beat the Red Sox 9-6. The Red Sox head to Colorado tonight for a series with the Rockies beginning at 8:40 p.m. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, partly cloudy and a high of 85 degrees. Tonight, cloudy, a low 63. For tomorrow, some afternoon showers and a high of 80. Some thunderstorms around Wednesday. Highs in the upper 70s, and more thunder on Thursday, muggy with a high of 83. The boater today waves about a foot, an east wind 5 to 10 knots, and the high tide 12:57 p.m. Sunrise at 5:27, sets at 8:12. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Monday, July 22nd.